Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we begin the fifth parak of Maseches Nazir, and we are up to Parakei Mishnah Aleph. This parak is going to be all about someone who's Nodir Nazirus Bita'us, but we begin by talking about being Makdish Bita'us. Be'shamei Omrim Hegdish Ta'us Hegdish, that if a person made something Hegdish based on a mistake, it still counts as Hegdish, meaning the item still has Kedusha. Normally, when you do something Bita'us, the whole Kinyan doesn't work. If you are Kona something and it was a Mekach Ta'us, then it doesn't take effect. The whole thing is invalid. But there's one type of hekdish that the Torah tells us does take effect even when it's based on a mistake, and that is when it comes to tamura. If a person tries to substitute an animal that has kedusha with an animal that does not yet have kedusha, so the even though it's a ta'us, because you can't undo the kedusha of an animal by substituting, by doing a tamura, but nevertheless the new animal still has kedusha. So if a person meant to say the white ox should take place of this holy ox, but instead he said the black ox should take its place, the black ox actually becomes tamura. So Beshame derives from here that if that's true by tamura, that even when you make something tamura B'ta'us, that it's going to be chal, so it must be that the same is true when it comes to all of Hagdish. And Beisilil says, no, the same is not true when it comes to all of Hagdish. Tamura is different, meaning it's true that when Tamura B'ta'us works, but that's only because the Kedusha is already there, and the person is just extending the Kedusha onto another animal. But to make something Hagdish, to initiate a Kedusha, that you can't do B'ta'us. Now the Mishnah says, Kate's had what would be an example of hekdish ta'us? Omer shor shachar sheyetzi mibeisi rishon harayu hekdish. If a person says the black ox that comes out of my house first should become hekdish, v'yatza lavan, and then a white ox came out of his house, so beishamei rom hekdish. Beishamei says that white ox now becomes hekdish, even though he was mistaken. He thought a black ox would come out first. Nevertheless, the white ox is the one that becomes Hagdish. We assume that what he really meant is the first ox. That's what he wanted to be Makdish, and it didn't really matter of the color. He just thought that it would be of a particular color, and it was another color. And Beisil says, no, that's Hagdish Tolus, and that is not going to be considered Hagdish. Another example, Mishnah Beis. Dinar Zohav Shiala Biyadi Rishon Areu Hagdish. The first golden coin that comes out of my hand when I stick my hand into my purse should be Hegdish. Va'ala shel kesef, and it turns out to be a silver coin. So Beisham Yom Hegdish, Beisil Omrim, Eino Hegdish. So once again, same machlok as Beisham and Beisilel, where Beisham says it is Hegdish, and Beisil says it is not Hegdish. Chavish al yayin shetal biyadi rishona, hareyu Hegdish. A person says the barrel of wine that comes out of my hand first should be Hegdish, meaning he's about to reach into a bunch of barrels, and he says that the barrel of wine that comes into my hand first, and we assume that he wants to be Makdish really the first barrel, it's just that he thinks it has wine in it, and then the also shel shemen, and it turns out that a barrel of oil comes up. So Beshamay Rom Hegdish, Beisil Omrim Meinu Hegdish. Beshamay says it is Hegdish, and Beshamay and Beisil says that it is not, that Beshamay says it is Hegdish, and Beisil says it is not Hegdish. All three of these examples are Hegdish B'ta'us. So to summarize what we learned today, we said that there's Machlokes Beshamay Beisil whether Hegdish Ta'us is called Hegdish or not, whether it's valid as Hegdish or not, and we gave three examples where the Beisham and Bisil disagree. We have the example of he says the black ox that comes out of my house first, then we have the example of where he says the golden coin that comes up in my hand first, and we have the example where he says the barrel of wine that comes up in my hand first. And the first case it was a white ox, in the second case it was a silver coin, and in the third case it was a barrel of oil, and nevertheless Beisham says in all three of those cases it's Hegdish, and Bisil says that in all three of those cases it is not Hegdish. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parakeh Mishnah Gimel.